and let's look at the effort to get help to those in need here in the United States. The government program called WIC provides food to low-income mothers and children. And now the government wants to attack childhood obesity by making that food healthier. Here's NPR's Rachel Jones.
Helen Rayner says that when her three kids are picking their breakfast cereal, it's best to just stand back and watch.
Okay, you can get two of the little boxes.
Today, 27-year-old Rayner is at the Healthy Foods for Family store in Northwest Washington, D.C. It's a former neighborhood grocer that now offers only WIC-approved food. Like millions of other low-income women across the country, each month Rayner gets an envelope containing WIC coupons for items like milk, cereal, beans, peanut butter, and fruit juices. While 10-year-old Tracy decides between cornflakes and Kix, 5-year-old Shirley leads the tour.
Some of these cereals we get to put on the milk. And sometimes Mommy always get up those juices.
Shirley still has a little baby fat in those chubby cheeks and round tummy. She's not eligible for WIC anymore because she just turned 5. But her 1-year-old sister, Shawnice, is. Rayner says some of her relatives worry that Shirley might be getting fat, but her doctor says she's fine. And she just loves cereal with milk.
Never have lactate.
Rayner and her husband are grateful for WIC. They say it helps fill in some nutritional gaps. But federal officials think WIC hasn't kept up with the latest research on diet and nutrition. So they're considering adding coupons for fresh fruit and vegetables in those monthly envelopes. Researcher Fran Kaufman thinks it's about time.
Certainly, this is a move forward.
Kaufman heads the Center for Diabetes, Endocrinology, and Metabolism at Children's Hospital in Los Angeles. She chaired a government panel that analyzed the WIC program. She says WIC should do more than just fill stomachs.
We have to change that focus to what is the best food and to give that so that we're assured we're meeting the dietary guidelines and we are assured that we're combating the childhood obesity issue.
To make WIC healthier, Kaufman's panel suggested offering fewer coupons for whole milk. They proposed whole grain instead of white bread. And they called for an additional $8 for moms and $6 for kids for fresh fruits and vegetables. Federal officials reviewed those recommendations and said, okay. But WIC would not get any more money to implement those changes. So the program would have to use some of its milk money to pay for those fruits and vegetables.
What the USDA is talking about is robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Chris Galen is a spokesman for the National Milk Producers Federation. He knows his group will be criticized for objecting to less whole milk. But he says research shows that American children and adults have been drinking less milk in recent years.
There is a correlation behind less milk consumption and those higher obesity rates that you're talking about. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that kids are drinking a lot more soft drinks and other non-nutritive foods and less milk.
Galen says, sure, it's possible to get calcium, magnesium, and other nutrients elsewhere. But he asks, isn't the government's goal with WIC to give poor families the best nutrition possible?
That objective would not be met if, in fact, they're going to be restricting high nutrition foods, including dairy products.
But researcher Kaufman says there'll be plenty of healthy options for WIC families. They'll include items like calcium-enriched tofu and soy milk. The USDA will make a final ruling on WIC next spring. Rachel Jones, NPR News.